that is why they are maintaining life so.
I said, what holy places are there? He said, Madhvacharya lived here, Shankaracharya lived here, Shankaracharya.
Aprakrita. Aprakrit Vrindavan. Even they don't try to know what is Vrindavan. They don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, Goswami Grantha, the books of our Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that even I be in Vishai, in Vrindavan, I want to take the remnants of Vishais, always quarreling, always talking something else, but yet I want to be in Vrindavan, Radha Kunda. I don't want to go in any place. Where Kirtan is doing, everything is going on. Because he knows, he has realization of Vrindavan and Radha Kunda.
I was thinking if I go there, I will not get the association of Narayan Maharaj. What good is that? To sit by a waterfall and be very peaceful. Take nice rest.
Rupa Goswami are best thing to have Krishna Prema or Gaur Prema. But I think the books of Raghunath Das Goswami can make enter us to Rupa Goswami books. Without Raghunath Das Goswami, we cannot directly fly to Rupa Goswami. I think if you will have to understand Raghunath Das Goswami, we should go to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Without reading his books, we cannot be qualified to know all the facts and to realize what Raghunath Das Goswami has taught. And again, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is more and more nearer to us. He has told the ways how to understand Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then, in order, we can go to Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we will be Sahajiya and others. No, directly Rupa Goswami. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing in that cave in Gambhira, we cannot know if we cannot read or know the modes of Rupa Goswami. Nothing more has been written, the modes of Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have written their experiences. Only something is written in Chaitanya Chaitamrita about Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. Something. But why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become like so, feeling so separation and weeping. And what were the, his ideas? We cannot think.
It seems that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami put everything in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I tried to explain, but we cannot understand it, that on the platform on which he is standing and thinking, our platform is so
low. স্বরূপ দামোদর সম্বন্ধে মহাপ্রভু সঙ্গে আলাপের কোনো কিছু লিখেন না কেন চৈতন্য চৈতন্যকে
বুঝবে না লিখেন এই যতটুকু তার ঐশ্বর্য ভাব ওইটা লিখেছে
There's also that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was writing almost for a different time also than now. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, the people seem to have been so much more pious. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur could write more directly about Ragmarg and also receiving Siddhadeha from Guru. But it seems more the writings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our Prabhupada and the whole Gaudiya Math, they seem to just stress the preaching and duty and bhaiti.
For preaching only bhaiti bhakti can be there. And for doing oneself, he can practice Araganura to practice. Because this is not a fact of mass.
Yeah.
On a flat form we cannot, we should not do all these things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarva Damodar, Araya Ramananda, they'll only do it.
In so many sampradayas, if we say I don't know anything, just practice bhaiti bhakti, they will not be satisfied. So it's not just for personal benefit, but to be able to preach, you must get more and more knowledge.
Nice to thank you. I take class on Srimad Bhagavatam. Arrange all other, there are so many sannyasis, similar to me also. But they want to, they prefer my lectures more than me. They get interest and new things. So they like to hear me. They only tell about Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever I speak, even on Vaidhi Bhakti, but conclusion will be my death. Indradhanita. How to go to Braj Bhakti. So all prefer to hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my lectures, for those who have some advance.
Of Ajamil, but because I have tested this so many years before. I have not seen in about 10 years this prasanga. Only Brihad Bhagavatamrita or 10th canto or anything. But at once he told me there, and he also asked.
It's a very practical thing. And even you were saying that when you read, you become in samadhi, but chanting is more difficult to control the mind. So what to speak of us? When we
chant, क्या बात है दे बातें इनको तो बतला तो दीजिए इसके बाद में.
So I asked the question that we are chanting for so many years, and it should improve and increase.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we are not so much able to concentrate because we are absorbed in so many other services. Like we are accomplishing many things in other fields, but
yeah.
The chanting is not improving.
Yeah. Right.
So is it, sometimes we think that all services are same. So is it the same or is there a difference? Like you're doing, building a temple for Krishna, going like making life members or distributing books. So Maharaj explained there are three kinds of bhakti. One is Swarup Siddha. That is the real devotional service, you know, that comes through the chanting and hearing. Anya vilasita shunya, no other desires. And there is arop siddha, means it looks, we call it bhakti, but it's like we are putting, we are imposing the nomenclature bhakti on that activity. And the other is sangha siddha. Sangha means association, that comes from association. So sometimes these other things like sweeping the floors for Krishna or sweeping the toilets for Krishna and his devotees and you know, cooking and all these other things, these are very nice. The ultimate object is that because I'm doing for Vaishnavas, by their mercy I'll develop love for chanting of the holy name. Similarly, Sangha Siddha is also, you may be attracted to the other good virtues in a man, truthful, honest. Somebody is an honest man, he thinks that, oh, this honesty is, you know, part of my bhakti, or truthfulness is part of my bhakti, or straightforwardness is part of my bhakti. So along with bhakti there are these other virtues, but actually that's not part of bhakti. It is part of bhakti, but it's not part of the actual spiritual advancement. And through all of it, one must come to the Swarup Siddha platform. And that is the real devotional service. Others are not accepted as pure devotional service.
I think I would ask a question that the other duties that we're doing, they're all connected to prachar, preaching in our spiritual master's mission. So, I think that we tend to minimize the chanting because we start to think it must not be that important because the preaching has to be done and it's so demanding, so you can't just stop preaching and only chant, but somehow some offensive attitude comes toward the japa that it's not that important. More important is to go and preach or to
ऐसी भावना हो जाती है कि प्रचार ही सर्वश्रेष्ठ है तो जब भी करना चाहिए लेकिन मैं तो उस स्थिति को पहुंचा नहीं हूँ मेरे जब से क्या फायदा तब हरि नाम केवल खाई तब
Even my spiritual master, he also, because he's given me so much work to do, he also must think the japa is not that important. We have to chant 16 rounds, but why has he given us so much else to do?
Guruji ne bhi kaha hai, jab prachar karo, ye karo, to Guruji bhi samajhte hain ki main bhi japa ka adhikari nahi hu, isliye jab itna mahatvapurna nahi hai, pehle main prachar ka karya hi karta rahu. Is tarah se jab ke prati thodi अश्रद्धा तो नहीं अपराध भी नहीं लेकिन थोड़ा ये हो जाता है कि इतना जरूरी नहीं इतना महत्वपूर्ण नहीं है और दूसरी सेवा में फिर मंगल रहता है लेकिन हमारे हृदय में हम जानते हैं कि इसके बिना आगे बढ़ेंगे नहीं इसलिए हमारे संतुष्ट होते नहीं थे
रूप गोस्वामी षड गोस्वामी Your Gurudev used to sing daily with very affection and love. Sankhya purvaka naam gaan natiti kala avasani. Unkarta eyes set up. With so love and affection he used to do. Sing this kirtan. Sankhya purvaka naam gaan natiti kala avasani. निद्रा हार विहार काद विजित चातंत दीन राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मते मधुरीमान देन सम्मोहित वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजुग श्री जीव ऑलवेज संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान नति ऑलवेज दंडवत प्रणति तू धाम तू वैष्णवाज तू ललिता विशाखा श्रीमती राधिका कृष्ण ऑलवेज एंड संख्या पूर्वक नाम गान नति भी कालावसानिक निद्रा हार विहार काद विजित निद्रा हार विहार आहार विहार विजित इफ एनी मन कम्स टू रूप सनातन एंड देव chanting and writing anything. Will they say that, oh, yes, you should come and you will take Mahaprasadam with me? Who was cooker there? What was there to cook? Nothing was to cook. No milk, no rice. He will tell that you should live today with me. But no room. He was himself living in shade of tree. Nothing to give quilt and any shawl or anything. So he will not tell all these things. And he will tell that you should go. Because he has no time. Why? Because he is engaged himself in the seva of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. He is not knowing that anyone is in Maya because they are Uttam Mahabhagavat. So are they seen? No Baddhaji. But to think like this, that he is Maya Baddha, I should do something, is Madhya Madhika. जा करो तिस मध्यम क्या है प्रेम मैत्री कृपा अपेक्षा जा करो तिस मध्यम he is bound to think like this and if any उत्तम महाभागवत like नारद is there sometimes as जब दक्ष पुत्र came to them he can at that time by mercy as मध्यम अधिकारी he can do so we should think our Gurudev, that he is Uttam Mahabhagavat. But ye, to engage all who have come to me, gradually, they have divided all these things. Sarva Damodar Maharaj was telling that he is going to manage a meeting of scientists in Paris. And it will be like a seminar. That point will be dealt that whether any should do suicide or not, and it is a right or not. Or doctor should give medicine so that he at once may die if they want, whether it is right or not. If his efforts are done for all managing all these things, and for life and life, he will do like this. What will be the result of this? Scientists are not Vaishnav, and by their association, what will come in fruit and what will be of him? So, these are Arop Siddha Bhakti. If Guruji sees that he has some tendency for this and he can work and he can give these scientists a faith in name or bhakti, that is good. His efforts will be fruitful and they will be somehow benefited. So, your Prabhupada was so
powerful
and so buddhiman,
intelligent,
that he tried to give some job to the person who has like these qualities. So he divided all this. He cannot tell you that you should do this. I know.
We are too stubborn.
So those who have some qualities of this world, their qualities should be engaged in.
He wouldn't tell you to do this scientism because he knows that you have attraction for the holy name.
Similarly, because you have no taste. So those who have taste and qualities like this, they should take Harinama also and do this also, because by this doing, they will be benefited. So, the Guru has so many things to do. He will give mercy to a very child in this way, and who is Kanishta Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, who is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Madhyam Uttam, and if there is Uttam, he will have to protect all. So he will give, and he will engage like their quality, so that they may be go up and up and up. This is Karma Paddhati. But in last, we'll have to come in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Ajamil has so many things. But he has done one name, Vishwanatha Chakravarti telling. In the beginning, when Ajamil killed some child and ate son, he kept name Narayan. At the time of keeping this name, Namabhas came. And in that name, Bhut Pap, Bhavishyat Pap, and Vartaman Pap all went away, washed away. Understanding?
Childhood time.
जिस समय बच्चा उसको पैदा हुआ उस समय में जो पहला जो नाम करण किया है
When the son was born to him, Narayan, at that time when he gave the name to the child, at that time all his future, past and present sins were all destroyed.
But yet, जैसे रस्सी जल जाने के बाद भी उसका ऐठन दिखाई पड़ता है, किंतु छू देने से बस झरझर हो जाएगा. जब तक ना छू तब तक रस्सी ही मालूम होगी. उसी तरह से दूसरे लोगों को या उसको भी प्रतीति हो रही थी जो हमने ये बुरे कर्म किए हैं और ये हमारा बुरा कर्म है. वो समझ रहा था, उसको मालूम नहीं पड़ता. दूसरे कहते थे ये पापी है, किंतु भगवान का नाम इतना बड़ा भारी तेज होता है जो श्रद्धा की अपेक्षा नहीं करता. दीक्षा पुरुष चर्या और ये सब की कुछ भी नहीं, वस्तु का तो एक शक्ति है. जैसे हाथ आप बिना जाने हुए आग में रखेंगे तो जलाएगा ही, उसी प्रकार से भगवान का नाम में तो कुछ शक्ति है, वो तो साथ ही साथ जला करके खत्म. इसलिए पहले नाम ही नमाभास हुआ और उसको जला दिया. टेल हिम
जस्ट लाइक यू हैव दिस ही
विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती टेलिंग लाइक दिस
रोप व्हेन यू बर्न द रोप रोप इज बर्न बट द शेप स्टिल रिमेंस एंड यू जस्ट टच इट देन फॉल्स इनटू एशेस सो सिमिलरली द सिंस आर ऑल बर्नड बट इट अपीयर्ड दैट ही वाज स्टिल सिनफुल एंड ही हिमसेल्फ डिड नॉट इवन नो दैट हिज सिंस आर डिस्ट्रॉयड सो the sins are already destroyed, it appears as if the sins are not destroyed because the holy name is so powerful that it does not require even faith in the holy name.
Even
the faith is not required.
But after he got Namabhas by giving his child that name, after that he still committed new sinful activities?
It seems that apichesu duracharo bhajate mama nanyabhag sadhu reo samantabda sammag devas chipram bhavati dharmatma. How is Chipram Bhavati Dharmatma? Everything has been burned. Only shape is there.
So those
so the Uttam Bhagavatar Madhyam Adhikari sees that no power at all. But another person who is not qualified, they will see that he is doing papa and papa and mahapapa. But yet no papa at all.
Jaise
जैसे कभी आया था क्या चला गया
an ordinary person will think he's committing pap but not really
yeah that
uttam
madhyam 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 no is no pap ordinary man will think this is
pap hi pap ko
chhara ordinary man will think this is pap but madhyam adhikari knows that this man's pap
जैसे अभी आया 20 दांत सांप का उखाड़ दो तोड़ दो और वो सांप ऐसे काटता है आपको ऐसा करेगा जन्म के अभ्यास से वो करेगा जरूर किंतु उसके हजार करने से भी उसमें कुछ नहीं होगा क्योंकि वो 20 दांत है वो एक्शन कर रहा है किंतु उस एक्शन में 20 नहीं है ठीक उसी तरह से वो ऐसे ऐसे कर रहा था तो विषयों को भोगने जा रहा वेश्या के भी पास जा रहा है किंतु उसका सब जला हुआ है किंतु ये चीज देखेगा कौन ऐसा महापुरुष होगा वो
This is just as the snake, once the teeth are broken, they still have the habit of going like this, you know, but that is, teeth have no effect. It doesn't produce any effect. Similarly, once the sins are burnt, even though he goes to perform sinful activities and goes to prostitute, goes here and there, there is no actually effect, sinful effect, because the sins are already burnt. But such vision cannot be had by ordinary man. Only Mahabhagavat sees that this kind of
Because
the symptom is this, that Jamduts, they were also called qualified. What is dharma, what is adharma, what is satya, what is not satya, they all used to know.
Yeah.
And they used to bring all the papis and not to
pious
peoples. But they could not say that by taking this Narayan name, his every evils and everything has been gone. We should not ought to go and should not take his Atma to. But Vishnu Dutsa, they were qualified, but yet not so qualified. They may be Madhyam Adhikari, but they are Uttam Adhikari. Say they knew that, oh, both Bhavishyat, Vartaman, every pap has been उन्होंने देख लिया वो सब लोग नहीं देखा उनके समझ में नहीं आया मध्यम अधिकारी में विचार शक्ति उनमें है वो ऐसा ही समझ लो मध्यम अधिकारी के अभी निकट पहुंच रहे हैं विचार शक्ति आई है
And the lower devotee will think like that. But the higher devotee will think that he has chanted the holy name of Narayan, all sins are destroyed.
But what about in the 10 Namaparads?
But Vishwanath Chakravarti will be telling
you. Namaparad, yes, he Bhav Buddhir.
But if there is Namaparad, then it is very hard. It will not go. So we see in Ajamil case that no Namaparad, not Vaishnava Parad, not even Seva Parad, he has done anything. No. So Dhammabhas gave proof. And he was sinless person. But if anyone doing, knowing all these facts and do sin, and he will do namaparad, Vaishnavaparad, Sevaparad, especially namaparad, then namaparad is more and more effectful than pap. So it is very dangerous.
Sometimes the devotees in ISKCON, they hear this and they say, oh, Ajamil, he sounds more fortunate than we. Because we have the namaparads, we know what is sin. But he did not know. Does that mean Ajamil is in a better position than we?
But I think that a man who does not know that what is Vishnu, what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, what is Vaishnava, they cannot do any apparat. Like you all Western devotees, before meeting your Prabhupada, nothing. So I think that no, that apparat, namaparat. But when you come in the touch of Srila Prabhupada and knew all facts, and then you should do namaparat, then it is very hard. Otherwise, only Namabhas will do everything. But he will not go to Vaikuntha. If there is no Namabhas, no Suddhanam, then lakhs and lakhs Namabhas will not lead him to Vaikuntha. And at that time, if his Namabhas is done, every pap were gone, then Krishna will decide what kind of Vaishnava should be sent to him for association. So he sent Vishnu Dutt to Ajam according to his qualification. No Braja Bhakta, no Ram Bhakta, nothing can. They did not can. Only four arms they can. And they told the Nam Mahatma and everything. Ajamil cannot go to Braja because his association was not like so. He had not done anything. So he went to Haridwar, that Moksha Dwar. If any Braja Bhav was there and association of Braja Bhakti, or Braja Bhakta, if it was, then he should come to Vrindavan. Krishna has managed to send him to Vrindavan. And Rasik Vaishnava will. And he will have the association of Rasik Bhakta. Then Braja Bhav will come and gradually he will go down.
He did not have that original seed of...
Whether was or not.
Yeah.
But he was going in like manner, like Gopkumar went. Gradually. And he has did not act or he has not done Braja Bhakti. No association of Braja Bhakti. Not even touching.
So Ajamil's good fortune only started after he followed the instruction of Vishnu Dutta.
Vishnu Dutta. Then he went to Haridwar,
yeah,
and he began to serve in a devalaya and always kirtan, smaran, bhagavat path or anything he used to hear. And after completing some years, he got bhav in him, mood of bhav. Shuddha Sattva came, then he was doing all these things. After that, everything, a smell of avidya and all went away.
Sriram, Raja
क्या कह रहा था
जो
What I was telling?
Just now?
Huh?
About Ajamiya? You just told. I should repeat what you said.
No, what you questioned and I was telling.
Well, the original question,
his
good fortune started after going to Haridwar.
Yeah.
By Bhagavad Sravan, by Smaran, by
Devalaya Sravan. Then Suryasattva descended.
Then Bhav came.
Yeah.
Suddhasattva came. And after that, Bhav Bhakti he was doing.
Right.
Satan Bhakti went away. And Bhav Bhakti came. And then Vastu Sarup Siddhi came. At the time of Sarup Siddhi, again they came.
Associates of
Sarup Siddhi living in body, practicing Bhav Bhakti. And when it ended, and Bhav came, then at once they came, four-handed. And they told him that you should come with us in Viman. Then he left his body, left his sukshasari. And Vastu Siddhi was turned into, Sarup Siddhi turned into Vastu Siddhi. And he became also four-handed. And he became Parsa. And with them they.
Are they right?
What he said? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them. Kirup nai laile ram prem upajay. Have you heard this? This payar?
I heard it, but I don't remember the Bengali.
From where it has been given?
That's in there.
His. Then Rai Ramanand replied, anything. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained so much things, but now in a minute we I was seeing, but at once he came and asked. I told that I will tell you afterward, but he insisted that we should come and tell. So I could not say all these things, his commentary.
Amritam tatta jivanam kabhiriditam kalmashakam samana mangalam Śrīmadācatam bhuvivirantite bhūridājanam Vakatāmritam tatya-jīvanam kavivirīditam kalma-sāpam samarana-mangalam Śrīmadācatam bhuvivirantite
It might be good because then you could speak more than that. The translation too, or just
Tabakatamritam.
The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers.
This is the meaning, no?
Yeah. This was that particular translation was done by our spiritual master from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 14. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti, who can describe the great sweetness of topics spoken by you? Even topics related to you spoken by other speakers are superior.
Well,
this is
Prabhupada has done this?
No. This is not him.
He expired?
This,
yes.
Yeah, before, yeah.
No.
He did not reach
another person has been.
This Vishnu Chakravarti.
Vidyananda Maharaj. But he says in Chaitanya Chaitanya Prabhupada has given some commentary.
Vishnu Chakravarti, this is the gopis. Who can describe the great sweetness of topics spoken by you? Even topics related to you, spoken by other speakers, are superior in sweetness to both kinds of nectar. Therefore the gopis say, your topics are nectar. Why? This nectar gives life to those who are by nature tormented. Those tormented by terrible diseases and other causes of suffering, and also those tormented by the cycle of material existence. This means that it also gives life to those who are tormented by separation from you. Thus it is better than both the nectar of heaven and the nectar of liberation. It is glorified by poets such as Dhruva, Prahlad, and others. In verses like Ya Nivartis Tanu Britam, spoken by Dhruva Maharaj, which verse states that the two other kinds of nectar are not appealing, as follows: Sa Brahmani Sva Mahimani Api Nata Nahut Kintu Antakashi Bulitat Patatam Vimanat. Since Brahmananda is also defeated by the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, then what to speak of the temporary blissfulness of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, which is ended by the separating sword of time. Although one may be elevated to the heavenly planets, he falls down in due course of time. The nectar of your topics removes all contamination, all sins, even those whose reactions have already commenced, prarabdha. The nectar of heaven, on the other hand...
Removes all contamination. Abhadra hai, kichad, contamination, kachra, dur kar deta.
The nectar of heaven, on the other hand, does not destroy contamination, but rather creates it, since it causes the increase of lust and so on. Even the nectar of liberation does not destroy already begun sinful reactions. The nectar of hearing about Krishna is auspicious because it rewards all desirable things simply by being relished through oral reception, hearing through the ear. But the other two nectars are not like that. Srimat means bestowing opulences, even up to pure love of God. And atatam means being disseminated constantly by its speakers. The other two nectars are not so. Those who chant it, Grananti, Kirtayanti, are the good...
Discrimination?
Spread, distributed.
Oh.
Even persons who give...
Disseminated.
Even persons who give up, who give them everything they own in return, can never repay them. Then he says, or else, and now he gives the alternate meaning. Songs about you are sweet if they are accompanied by the sight of you, but otherwise they create very undesirable consequences. As the gopis state, your topics are mrityam, the cause of death. Why? Because by them one's life becomes distressed. Just like water poured into burning oil, which produces burning or scalding.
It splatters.
But then why are these topics glorified in the Puranas and other scriptures? This they answer. They are praised by poets such as Vyasa. That praise being related because of the natural propensity of poets to make some sort of description. The word kalmasapaham implies that it destroys past contamination by one's having to suffer misery. When ordinary people listen to these topics, they are auspicious.